You have to hand it to the British government, whether we like it or not. They're responsible for the transfer of the land, inverted commas, back into Irish, inverted commas, ownership. Think about compared to England.
I'll even be worse, because I don't always want to be sound popular about it. The land of Ireland was never belonged to the people of Ireland, and it's most unusual that they have the people have the land. It hasn't happened anywhere else in Europe.
No,
the people never had the land. The land was owned by the monasteries. It was owned by the chieftains.
Right.
The people never had the land. It was always the feudal system, the tenant system. Yeah, so do you know what I mean? And now people got land at all. I think it's quite amazing. Here. You know what I mean?
It came in, and I mean, the Normans with the feudal system. You take down Tulsk, and everything is around there. You know, it's like John Waters, the writer, you know, the Castlery, the writer, he explained why Charlie Hogan was in power. He said he was like a big fat African chief. Why does it go wrong? Maybe a big fat fan is in to feed himself. They might have something the rest of them, some chance to get them in. So they all surround them.
Take that back simply to land.
And, you know, the chieftain was you had the king, and then he had his, I won't call the princes, and then you had the down to the serfs then who did the work.
Okay.
But Robert of the Jingling Armour, anyway, he used to go around at least on a horse and with his armour and things like that. And he was a particularly bad boy. He was a really bad boy. Yes,
don't.
He raided Tulsk Abbey as well, right?
Right.
Now, he may have had a certain hatred for Catholicism, but basically, what Elizabeth's people were doing was they were getting the lands of the monasteries, because they had land. The monasteries all had gifts of great amounts of land. And if you look at anywhere round Fiordy, you'll get as good a land, and that's not blowing our trumpet about our land, because our land back here isn't as good as the land is. We own a couple of bits of land around Fiordy, bits and pieces we bought over here, and that is really good land. Tulsk, the best land in the country, to say is
Tulsk.
You go to Ballintubber, best land with the abbey, you know, Ballintubber Abbey in Mayo.
You know what I mean?
Anywhere there was a monastery, they had good land. They got gifted with good land. And it was the same old story. It wasn't necessarily religion. It was about power and money and wealth and land. And that was the main thing.
And playing on people's sensibilities, that you left the land to the church, you'd have got a chance to get to heaven.
That's what Turok O'Connor did. That's what Turok O'Connor did with the... He was the man that...
It's going on today.
Just on the landscape thing, the one great thing about Roscommon is that it's because there wasn't as much tillage and things of that here. It was pastoral. That the land stayed the same. You know what I mean? So the field systems are pretty well the same. Like, the fields have got bigger and things like that, but the systems, the walls and things like that, stone walls and things, they've sort of stayed there, you know what I mean? Forts have remained much more in Roscommon than anywhere else. You know what I mean? You can see, you get a good idea where, if you're even driving anywhere, if you drive through Fiordy onto Castlegood here, you'll see big beech trees and things like that. If that was in, say, another part of the country, the fields would have, systems would have got bigger and things like that because of tillage and things like that. I suppose less drainage and things in a lot of ways and things like that. Stone walls are very unique to this part of the country. You know what I mean? South Roscommon, there's stone walls all over the place, and I think the reason they have stayed there is because of the type of farming, the pastoral.